Welcome to the Investing Tutor Podcast, the show for professionals looking to master the most up-to-date strategies needed to build wealth and provide a stable financial future. Here's your host, Dr. Hans Boateng.
So how do you go about identifying when the market cycle has shifted to a new cycle, a new?
Well, first, can you explain the cycle in general? Like, you kind of briefly touched on it, but
trying to keep it very simple, right?
Yeah.
With the economy, we have cycles of expansion where everything is booming. Oh my gosh, what they used to back then. 1920 was called Roaring Twenties, right?
Right.
So you often hear in the news, we're about to enter the Roaring Twenties. Well, the past like 4 or 5 months doesn't feel like it in the stock market. And then you have cycles of contraction, right? So to kind of, what's the word that I'm looking for to differentiate the two, right? Mm-hmm. In the booming markets or the expansionary markets, that's where you have capital flowing in an economy and the rates, so interest rates attached to the capital to be able to borrow that capital is really low. So then there is an incentive for people to want to borrow money. And when they borrow money, they spend, right?
Right.
And what most people don't realize is every dollar that you spend is someone else's salary. And that person also gets to spend that money and it's someone else's salary. So when there is free flow of money, cash at low rates in an economy, it is expansionary, right? It allows an economy to boom.
Okay.
The opposite happens when rates begin to increase. So if you're wondering, why have we barely moved if this should be roaring 20s? Because the market is terrified. When is the Fed going to increase rates? Because when rates go up, that money that is in circulation becomes super expensive.
Right.
Right? Because because now, oh my gosh, what? Rates are higher? Are people going to want to borrow more money? Are people going to want to spend? No, it's too expensive. I don't want a mortgage for 5% interest. Right. What? 5%? It's not like in 1980, interest rate for homes
like was 12 about or 13. Oh,
exactly. 5%? Whoa, 5? So the market right now is anticipating. Even though the Fed has said we're not increasing rates till 2023 or 2024.
I was going to say that. Yeah. Why are they still freaking out about it every single week? Every week they come on and say that.
Yeah. It's almost like you're at a party and the hosts keep telling you, let's imagine it's about, midnight and the host keeps saying we're going to party till 6 in the morning. And people are having such a good time. They're like, what if they decide to end this party at 1? How do we know that they are not going to end it at 1? While you're dancing, you hear sirens, outside. You're like, oh my gosh, will someone come and break this party up? Wait, are you sure you're going to keep this party going no matter what? And the host keeps saying, I'm keeping this party going. And people are like, are you sure? How are we certain? Right now the market is not taking time to just enjoy the low rates.
Yeah.
They are terrified that rates will increase. And the thing that is causing them to be terrified, referencing the sirens that I had shared, like, how
people
are partying and, cops are like, hey, why are you guys making noise? Party over. You know that the party is done. When a police officer says, everyone go home.
Move along,
Well, that police officer, as an analogy, is inflation. And people are like, what is inflation? Well, inflation is when the cost of goods and services go up. right? Mm-hmm. And the worst thing, and I don't want to get too much into economics here for the listeners, so just take my word for it. The worst thing that can happen is for inflation to go up and then interest rates below. That is the worst thing to happen, because then prices of goods and services are soaring, mm-hmm. while there's more money in circulation, so it makes your money worth less.
Kind of a vicious cycle that feeds
vicious cycle
feeds so, it.
Yep. So people's money in their savings account, you might have $10,000 in your savings account, but if inflation takes off, that $10,000 could realistically be worth $5,000. So when that happens, when inflation, you know, becomes real, the Federal Reserve has no choice but to increase interest rates.
Right.
So now think about it. We're having a party. You kind of, it seems like we're hearing, you know,
well, we're definitely hearing sirens.
Yeah. It seems like we're hearing it, but we haven't seen anyone at the door yet. And you're wondering if it's just your mind making you hear it, but it's, you know, and the reason there's a fear for inflation is because of the amount of money that's been printed over in 2020. About 27% of all of the US dollars in circulation was printed in 1 year. About 25 to 27% more dollars.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you found a graphic that was kind of...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I shared a graph on our Discord server that showed the M3 and how it spiked in 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want people to imagine, literally, there's more dollars chasing the same goods and services we have, right? Because keep in mind, we've been locked up. So it's not like, so there's more money chasing goods and services. So realistically, those, you know, assets or those things should increase in value because there's just more money in circulation. That money has to find a place. That's why, you know, and it's funny. Can I share something? You know, sure. Most people celebrate that their home values are increasing. Right. And it's funny because from a financial standpoint, you need to ask yourself, why? Why is your house worth 10 or 15% more just in 1 year? It's not by accident, folks.
Don't burst my bubble.
I know it could be the sirens outside. And that's why the market is hesitant. Now, let's translate that into tech stocks. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, technology stocks are companies that have to grow quickly. And the way that they grow quickly is by getting access to more capital, more cash. So for them, they can borrow a ton of money at low rates and be okay because they are growing at such a fast pace, they can then pay back all of those, you know, loans, right? Mm-hmm. So tech companies benefit in a low interest rate environment because it gives them more cash. And imagine that cash is plowed into their business and then what? They are growing exponentially. But what happens when all of a sudden the money that you're going to borrow costs a lot more?
Right.
Now, tech doesn't seem as attractive because it becomes risky.
Right.
The capital costs much more.
So is that why we're seeing the rotation out of growth in tech?
Yes, it's partly because of the inflation fears, which, you know, translates into interest rates increase fears. And also, we have to understand that 2020, there was literally no money, and that's an exaggeration, going into value stocks.
Right.
So we need to have a broadening of the market if we want it to be sustainable. Right, we cannot have all the capital going into only a handful of of sectors, right? So we're seeing a broadening out of the market, meaning money, some of the money that was placed in tech is being reallocated to other, what's the term that I'm looking for, to other sectors.
Right.
Right.
Like energy, looks like energy and utilities, I think, have been benefiting a lot lately, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Safe. And dividend paying.
Yep. I was surprised. I was looking at, you know, my portfolio, which is heavy in tech. And the funny thing is, at the beginning of this year, I had a choice to rotate out of tech or keep it in tech. And I made a decision to keep a large portion of it in tech because I just assumed that the current administration will do whatever they need to do to, you know, keep the party going.
Right. Yeah.
What I didn't think about, and which is very hard to anticipate, is whether the people at the party will be concerned about, regardless of what the host is saying, if people at the party are more worried about what could potentially happen, they are not even enjoying the party. That is what I missed.
And so they're ruining it for you too.
Right. I know. So that is market. That tells you the psychology of participants in the market is what at the end of the day rules, not your, you know, your well-studied thesis on how things should play out, because my thesis was spot on. Oh my gosh.
Infrastructure.
Yes, infrastructure. About to put another $2 trillion of stimulus checks in people's hands. Mm-hmm. You know, they are going to give EV credits to Tesla. Yeah. Oh my gosh, we're good. We're good to go. I mean, on paper, it looks splendid. How can you judge that the market is going to be scared of increasing of inflation? And
right.
I mean, the Fed literally said, we are not thinking about raising rates.
Like, yeah.
What else do they want to hear? You know,
they want to hear it every week, it seems like. Like, oh, that's a lame party.
Yeah, it's a lame party. People are not even dancing. They are looking out the window.
Yeah. Telling everyone to be quiet.
I think I hear something. That's a great analogy.
Yeah, that's a very awesome explanation, too. I think it just made a lot of things kind of click in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was in the same boat you were. I think Dan... You as well. We were making the bet that Biden's infrastructure plan going towards EV stocks mm-hmm. should have been benefiting from this. But yeah, if everybody else is afraid of it and pulling their money out of it, well, that's not going to do you any good.
Guess that's why my Westwater Resources is down so much.
Yeah, mine too.
Amazon is pulling in $100 billion per quarter. Mm-hmm. What? $100 billion in revenue. That is a boatload of money.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the stock has barely moved.
Right.
What?
More money than some countries.
And, I know, right? You know the funny thing? Meanwhile, Doge is up 24,000%.
I know.
That's true.
Yeah,
it's a joke.
I know, right? It's. I mean, so at some point, I took a seat and I was like, you know, Hans, you were so articulate with your views of the market and the prospects, and you know this cycle and that cycle, and you know this stimulus and all of that. And look, Doge is up 24,000%. What did you miss? Market psychology. And it's interesting. If I had not brushed off Doge as a joke, I had the opportunity in January. I brushed it off. We go, it's a joke. I'm not even going to pay attention to it. So guess what? I missed one important piece of information, which would have changed everything. No. It was listed on Robinhood.
Oh.
That is key. Because with cryptocurrency, demand is what determines its price movement. And if we have an on-ramp for retail from beginning investors all the way to, you know, more knowledgeable investors, once there's an on-ramp, which we all know Robinhood is the number one retail investing app.
Mm-hmm. Are they still?
Yeah.
Even after three times they've screwed investors out of cryptocurrencies.
Last week.
I love you, baby. I didn't mean it.
Last week, the CEO of Robinhood, Vlad Tenev, he shared a picture on Twitter. Number one most downloaded app, Robinhood. Wow. Yeah.
No such thing as bad press, I guess.
I guess.
So that was the thing that I missed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was brushing, it's a joke. And it was on Robinhood. And guess what? Many people don't sit down to perform fundamental or technical analysis the way that we do. Some people just want to buy something because it costs 5 cents. Remember our discussion about price.
Value,
right?
Yeah, 5 cents, 10 cents. Oh my gosh, Bitcoin is 50,000. This is 5 cents. I can buy a little.
Right.
It is the retail perspective. There's no, I'm just buying this because I want to buy it. And no one can stop me, right? Yep. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm
Right.
Even though I wish I had put about $1,000 into Doge, because if I had in January when I discovered that it was listed on Robinhood, it would be worth roughly about $150,000 today.
I think I saw something. This is, I think, before the crash after Elon Musk went on SNL, but they said that if you put all of your stimulus checks into Dogecoin, you'd be a millionaire.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, it's been fascinating to watch.
It's a joke, but nobody's laughing anymore.
Not anymore, no.
Yeah, especially not. Yeah, or the only people laughing are the ones who invested.